This is Senator Al Simpson. Some Democrats in the Senate are jeopardizing the INF Treaty, and they're using a 20-year-old technical dispute to do it. What's Ted Kennedy's role in this unbecoming activity? We'll face off after this. Ted, the Senate should act swiftly to consider and ratify the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, but the debate by the full Senate has been stalled by those who would rather debate the technicalities of an arms control treaty that is 20 years old. The debate revolves around authoritative interpretations of the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. The issue is dazzling in its complexity, but the bottom line is that there are those who obsessively oppose President Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative, and some would hold the INF Treaty hostage in order to kill SDI. That kind of hardball is very detrimental to the INF Treaty and to U.S.-Soviet relations, Ted. It ought to be stopped.
Al, there's a flaw in the INF Treaty, and there's no point in concealing it. The treaty's purpose has broad support, to eliminate nuclear missiles in Europe. But treaties are complex, Al, and the arrogant attitude of the administration is causing the problem. They say the treaty does not necessarily mean what the administration is telling us today, and that years down the road, a new administration can say, surprise, you didn't see the secret record of the negotiations. The treaty doesn't mean what it says after all. Far-fetched, Al? Hardly. That's what the Reagan administration did on the ABM treaty. For 15 years, everyone assumed it did what it said and banned tests on weapons like Star Wars. President Reagan now tells us that the secret negotiating record means Star Wars can go forward. That's what this fight's all about, Al. INF is an essential treaty, and Congress wants no surprises. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a Senate initiative to combat the AIDS epidemic. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.